As Tuesday's meeting approaches, tensions rise as Bethel City Council members remain divided on the completion of the city's audit from last year. With the majority, Mayor Fred Watson, Vice Mayor Raymond Thor Williams, and council members Carol Jung Jordan and Fritz Charles have criticized the management of the city budget and are delaying the audit process by refusing to approve funds to finish it. Now, in two council meetings, one regular and one special, council members Leif Albertson, Perry Barr, and Mitchell Forbes expressed worries that audit's lack of timeliness may jeopardize future city grant funds. City Manager Peter Williams gave a memo to the council in the special meeting held January 29th that said the city couldn't be late in submitting its audit. He said, quote, "The city of Bethel's audits have been late 3 years in a row. The city can't afford to be late again. Some grants require 3 years of city audits as part of the application." Community members were also concerned. Tundra Women's Coalition Executive Director Eileen Arnold said in an email to council that she was astounded by the holdup, saying, quote, "TWC's current relationship with the city of Bethel, specifically the Bethel Police Department, is critical to providing victim services and criminal response to the violent crimes that are TWC's mission work. I don't want any of the funding that supports BPD to be put in jeopardy because of the failure to fund the audit." And that's not the only item on the council's agenda Tuesday night. It'll also consider the final approval for the Blue Sky subdivision to wrap around Larson subdivision, and also easing back on small vendor sales, going from 5 to 10 per year per individual. KYUK's live broadcast of the Bethel City Council meeting begins at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday on AM 640. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.